I invite you to close your eyes and just allow your breathing to slow down in pace and focus on breathing in and out through your abdomen and your chest, and allow your entire body to soften. You are reminded that you are in a safe place. And as we breathe in and out, it's effortless. And in that same flow of being in a space that's effortless, let us ask, dear innate, dear cellular structure of mine, dear beautiful mind of mine, let us increase our multidimensional aspect. I give permission and awareness to become more multidimensional so that I can easily hear the song of love that is being broadcast from the Creator. I wish to become more multidimensional so that I can hear the song of love being broadcast from all of those who I love that are on the other side of the veil. And take a few breaths in and out, and just let that swirl around you. Be open to receive the song of love being sent to you in ways that you can feel, sense, and cognize, that you will understand. Your loved ones are there with their hands stretched right out in this moment. All they ask you to do is to feel their love, sense their love. Feel their presence in your life. And now together in this multidimensional state, let us receive a message from the other side coming to us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Let us continue the meditation. Can you hear the song of love? Most will say no. In fact, that is what the human consciousness is working on at the moment with lightworkers, becoming more multidimensional. Those are big words for many who say, well, I have no concept of what that means or how to do it or what I should do. I've told my partner before, I've given him answers before. How much training did you need to fall in love? There was none needed. Love has that attribute, dear ones, that it often presents itself automatically. And when it does, the human psyche grabs it, loves it, and doesn't have to have any training. It's one of the things that we crave on this side of the veil, that you would see that attribute and hear the singing, if you want to say, of the love song for you that's always in progress. Humanity loves to be loved, and it loves to love. You know, the word itself has so many meanings. In some languages on the planet, it's split out, as it actually should be, in many, many forms. The love of God, the love of your partner, the love of an animal, the love for Gaia, and on, they're very different kinds of love. And so some languages have made it very clear. When you say a certain word, it means a certain thing. My partner's language has one, love. So you might say that love itself, even the word, is multidimensional in its scope. This particular month of July, and this being the last week of programs, has had a theme. And the theme goes like this. What is your increased awareness? Are you having increased awareness? And through the last 3 weeks, we have given you several things to think about. We call them levels of awareness. But that, again, would indicate a hierarchy, and it isn't. Level itself is a word that means something above something or below something. And yet that's not what we're talking about. We're really talking about attributes, except that we use the word level so that you will think linearly as something above what you're currently thinking. Can you think higher than you've thought before? Now, higher itself is hierarchical, it's linear. Above, below, none of those things are in a multidimensional world, but they are for you. And so we continue to use your structure so that you will understand what we are speaking of is this. Can you think in a way that is bigger than you've ever thought before? Is there something on the planet going on that allows you to have the kinds of thoughts you didn't think you'd have? Lightworkers in particular, old souls in particular, who are starting to look past what they have thought about before. So many of you believe in the creative source, or what you call God. Has God gotten bigger? Or perhaps you're asking the question of yourself, is there something bigger that I have missed? And if you're one of those, you're doing exactly as I said. The subject for this higher level, if you want to say it, of thinking is love. What do you think about love? Could you have a living awareness of love? I'll tell you something. That's all there is on the other side of the veil. It creeps into the human life in so many ways. But believe me, on the other side of the veil, that's all there is. And so as you increase your awareness, as it gets more like a living awareness, day by day by day by day, living awareness, love can mean something more to you. And the thing we're talking about now is the love of the Creator for you. That's the highest love there is. And if you can assimilate that, and start being gracious every day for a Creator who loves you beyond measure, all things that you have ever thought of will start to also increase. You might say, we've waited till the last one to tell you this is the oil that greases the wheel for all the others. This is the beginning of all the others. Can you sit and be quiet and think to yourself, what is there that I've missed? Is there a common denominator, a commonality of all perhaps the belief systems in the planet instead of so many doctrines and so many rules? And the answer is yes, they all got it. It's the love of God. It's all there. In almost every single one of them, that's the first thing they received. The Creator loved you enough to create you and give you a chance on this planet for you to find it. That's all there is. Can you find it? Can you find the love of the Creator in your life? Now, with enhanced living awareness of love, you start hearing, metaphorically, the song that is sung for you. Metaphorically. You're not going to hear music, dear ones. You're going to feel loved. And you're going to feel it at the strangest times when you need it the most. The most unusual times when you're in stress, when you're in fear. I want to challenge you the next time you're worried and there's anxiety and you say, how can I get out of this? How can I sleep? I won't know what's going to happen next or tomorrow. What do I do? What do I do? It's going to keep me awake. I want you to try something. I want you to be quiet. Put out your hand and say, thank you for love. It's going to carry me through. I don't care about anything. It doesn't matter about what's going to happen now. All the things I'm anxious about, for a moment, I suspend. Dear Spirit, love me. And there is nothing but love. And love will clear all of this. Not only the anxiety I feel, but it has a play in what's to happen as well. You're posturing yourself for benevolence, dear ones. Did you know that? You're actually paving the ground in front of you for benevolent things when you pave it with love. That is a new living awareness of the love of God, the love of the Creator. Some have talked about the angels and the guides that you might have around you. You say, guides, come in and help me. They do all the time. You know what they do? They love you. Angels, come in, please. I need you. Well, they're not going to rearrange things for you. They're going to love you. And love rearranges things for you. That is a truism. Can you work with this? Can you think for a moment that you can get out of anxiety and out of fear simply by moving to an exercise that would bring in love? Let me tell you, this is the way of it. Love is the key. It's the catalyst. It's all there is on the other side of the veil. It's what you have when you cross the bridge in the circle of 12, which we'll do tonight. I wouldn't tell you these things if they were not true, dear ones. I'm crying in love with you, in love with humanity. And so it is.